Adrian, anyone could say that your status is online.
Yes, of course, because I'm promoting my product and I am answering my customers.
So in this way, we say hello, we say welcome again to our lesson.
Lesson number 9, where we are going to be online.
Yes, because if you look at the title says status online.
And if we go down and look at the subtitle, we can see an expression, being online. Mm-hmm. Are you online right now?
Well, of course. You say, yes, of course, I'm online. But have you ever thought about being online with your business?
Yes, maybe yes, but if not, take into account that a huge reason to build an online presence in the internet is because your competition is probably building an online presence before you.
Yes, and if not, think about this idea. If a consumer is able to Google your products or services in your city or town, and you are nowhere to be found, then they have no way to find out about you.
For example, Elisa, last weekend I wanted to go to a very famous restaurant near my area.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to go there. I looked into Google and it said,
mm-hmm,
it's closed forever.
Oh.
Yes, so, well,
were not lucky.
No, not lucky, but I Googled it again and then I found some information about it was moved to another location.
So then you found information thanks, yes, to internet.
That's right. If not, I couldn't have been there, mm-hmm, and I couldn't, of course, have enjoyed a very wonderful meal.
If not, I can imagine that you drove to this place and suddenly you said, oh, it's closed.
That's right. And even more, for example, talking about meals again and mm-hmm, restaurants, when I go to a place I've never been before, I use my smartphone to look for places where I can eat something, and I look at all the reviews of all the people and I choose the one who say, well, that's the best place with the best prices.
Mm-hmm, because of the opinions. So I imagine that you as well, you also do this.
Yes, of course. That's why we say that you have to be online.
And now that we are reading this section, there is an important question. Why does my business need an online presence?
Well, we have said some tips yet, but now we are going to state them. So let's go to number 1, because here we have that we need to access to a worldwide market.
And this is something to understand. If we read the information we have now, it says that there are no geographical boundaries and there are no specific hours of operation. This is true.
That's right, because an online business can produce revenue at any time, everywhere in the world.
Even while you are sleeping. And so you understand that now with the internet you have access to the entire world right at your fingertips.
Now let's go to the left and let's read what's stated here. Being able to target specific states, regions and countries gives an upper hand to online-based businesses.
Yes, it's something like if you could say that you can visit all the places by means of internet. And the 24 hours a day, they complete here.
And for example, if your store is in an island, it is very difficult for people on the mainland to access it physically. So you have to be online to sell your products.
Mm-hmm. So this is the first characteristic and the first reason why you have to be online. But there is another one. go to number two. Provides limitless freedom.
Freedom, that's the word we are using every day. I need freedom too, you need freedom too. Mm-hmm. And of course, freedom to sell and to buy.
And to work.
And to work,
of course. Because many entrepreneurs are drawn to online businesses because of the freedom they offer. Take a look, for example, when you are in a coffee house. Take a look around, and for sure, you'll find someone who is working with a computer, with a laptop, or with a smartphone, and while enjoying a cup of coffee. So this is freedom, yes, of course. You are not tied to a particular location, to a particular office, place, or desk from 8 to 5 or more hours, maybe. Use the freedom as motivation to work harder, but we have to give you a piece of advice.
Yes, but before, you can also manage your time more efficiently. For example, if you are waiting for a bus, you can work with your mobile phone or your laptop if you are online, because you don't have any limit.
Mm-hmm. But the piece of advice is that don't mistake freedom for time to slack off. Because sometimes we think that we have all the time in this world, from the morning until night. Yes, 24 hours. But work hard. Because work hard is something like the sentence or the thought you have to be in your mind.
Yes, when you have access to a worldwide market and it provides you limitless freedom, it's very easy to get or to slack off. For example, imagine in the 19th, at the end of the 19th, I can remember when the internet started, a lot of people used to say, well, I start navigating on a web page and then I finish on another one not related to what I was searching, and I spent 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. 2 hours, so please don't do that. And from number two, we go to number three. And this is one of the reasons, one of the most important reasons why you have to be online. Because it's easy to get started with little cost.
Yes, because if you follow the arrow, you don't have to wait days or even weeks to get started. You could do it right now. You can, right now, when the class finishes, when the lesson finishes, you can go to your laptop, to your mobile phone, for example, and create a blog.
Mm-hmm. And the second characteristic, create a free blog, choose an affiliate link, and start promoting your offer on social media.
When we are talking about blogs, we can talk, for example, also about Facebook, Instagram, or all social medias where you can promote yourself, your product, or your service.
And when we emphasize this sentence with little cost, we mean that you can eliminate things such as an expensive office or retailer space, and you can also eliminate having to tie up your money in stocking inventory.
So, take into account all the advantages we have said until now. Access to a worldwide market everywhere in the world, and you can start with a little cost.
And the third characteristic we have seen until now, it's easy to get started with little cost.
So now it's time to take a little break, as you know, and time to pay attention to...
Did you know that?
Did you know that there are now more than 3 billion using social networks across the globe? More people follow brands on social media than follow celebrities. Only on Instagram, 80% of people follow at least one business.
And what about you?
Surely you are following one or more than one business on Instagram, because that's the way you have to communicate with that businesses, but also it's the way the businesses can get involved you in the business.
And now we go on with these characteristics. So let's go to number 4. 24/7 365 availability.
Elisa, do you mean we have to be working the whole day, the whole week, the whole year?
No, this is too much, but almost. If not working, there will be someone who is watching us.
Yes, because the internet never sleeps, and every portal you offer online gives your business a virtual 24-hour showroom.
So, if you want, now it's time to read the information we have here. Your clients and prospects can read about your products and place orders at any time, day or night. Adrian, you said before, internet never sleeps. So, this service is a 24-hour service.
Yes, that's right, because maybe you are living in Europe and you have your store in Europe. But someone from the United States or from Japan, for example, can place an order at the time you are sleeping.
Mm-hmm. So what does it allow? This allows potential customers to research your product or service after business hours and in the privacy of their own house.
So you don't have to be working 24 mm-hmm. hours, but your online store must be working 24 hours
yes.
a week.
That's right. And now we go to number 5. We are talking about why you have to be online. And one of the most important reasons is because internet gives you a better customer support.
And that's one of the most important things when relating to your clients. Because once your product is sold or your service is offered, the best way to keep your customer happy is to give them the best customer support you can.
Mm-hmm. Because of this, we can read, we say that on the left, the internet allows you to answer questions and solve customers' problems even without taking any of your time.
And that's the best way, as we already said, to keep them happy, even if they have a problem, because they can say, well, I had a problem with that store, but they solved it as soon as they could.
Mm-hmm. And for this, we can practice or we can give you a piece of advice, so we can read on the right. Create a video or a product spec sheet. When we are talking about a spec sheet, we mean a document that summarizes the performance and other characteristics of a product, machine, component, material, etc. Or a FAQ section.
FAQ is frequently asked questions mm-hmm. section. Or you can even ask one of your clients to make a video or a video tutorial about your product or service.
And we are going to finish our lesson today with this title, with this section, Furthering Devotion.
That's... we have that's very important, because we need, and we keep reading, we need to speak up and write always. We have to feed our social media.
Mm-hmm. So we mean that you have to say what you think. In which way you can do this? Write a blog or publications to share ideas, topics, and to expand your skills and business experiences.
And this is very, very important. And you have to keep in mind that you have to feed the blog or your social media with at least 3 publications a week. If you are not able to write, then don't write any blog, because a desert blog is useless.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't exist, of course. And the second point, or the second square, on the right, organize events to share your experience. Networking makes you grow.
And those events could be even online. A meeting online, or even discussion.
Chat.
Or, for example, Skype meetings. But make your clients take action with you.
Mm-hmm. And if the first step was speak up and write, the second step is communicate your achievements.
And you can communicate them by yourself, or you can ask your customers to communicate the achievements.
So it's time to fly. To fly because of our projects, because of this balloon. And this balloon is with two pieces of advice. Share your portfolio. When we are talking about portfolio, we mean it's a collection of assets held by an institution or private individual.
Yes, and for that, for example, you have a web page, it's called GitHub, that offers plans for free, professional, and for enterprise accounts where you can use images and state your projects.
Mm-hmm. On the other hand, we can use platforms to manage your business. Now you can read 99 Designs. It's a global creative platform that makes it easy for designers and clients to work together to create designs they love.
Important thing is that internet is the best way to communicate with your clients, of course, but also with your key partners. Remember, when we were talking about the business model canvas, you can create a huge network with all the stores or services where you can work together. For example, maybe you have a great experience on marketing, but you are not good making designs. You can contact a designer by 9090 Designs and tell your idea, and they can give you back a great logo.
Yes, now you said logos because, for example, 99 Designs helps clients and designers connect and collaborate on logos, business cards, t-shirts, websites, and more.
The important thing is share your achievement, but collaborate to create new achievements.
Mm-hmm. And now we arrive until the end of this lesson, and we are going to listen to some words. In this case, we are listening to Joy Pulizzi and Newt Barrett's words.
Before you create any more great content, figure out how you are going to market it first.
Do you agree with Pulizzi and Barrett? Don't answer yet. Before taking into account that they are specialists in marketing and business.
And Pulizzi and Barrett emphasize the fact that it's very, very important to write in a good way, to promote in a good way the product you are going to sell.
And you have to think that the best way to do that is in internet. That's why we title this lesson Status Online, because, well, you can promote your product in the local newspaper, but it's the local newspaper and you want to reach the whole world.
For sure, you want that your product or service is well known and available all over the world.
And now it's time to say goodbye, and we hear us at the next lesson.
Okay, until the next lesson.